Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Scattered Minds by Gabor Mate, a groundbreaking exploration beyond the prevalent views on attention deficit disorder, or ADD. Mate challenges the widespread belief that ADD is purely an inherited condition, acknowledging the role of genetics while emphasizing the significant impact of psychological and social factors. This book reveals how ADD often emerges from specific familial and societal contexts, presenting a more comprehensive understanding of the disorder's roots and suggesting more effective treatment avenues. Gabor Mate, a physician with specializations in neurology and psychiatry, is a distinguished public speaker and best-selling author known for his insightful work on a range of issues from addiction psychology to the challenges of parenting. His personal journey with ADD, diagnosed in his 50s, spurred him to undertake the research culminating in Scattered Minds. This book is a call to widen our lens in understanding ADD, making it a vital read for science enthusiasts, individuals experiencing attention deficit disorder, and anyone interested in the intricate interplay between society and psychology. Scattered Minds not only corrects misconceptions, but also offers hope and clarity to those directly and indirectly affected by ADD. Join us as we summarize the key insights and takeaways from Mate's enlightening work. Scattered Minds: The Origins and Healing of Attention Deficit Disorder. Introduction. Unlocking the Mystery. A comprehensive view on ADD. Imagine diving deep into the intricate world of pottery, where every detail, every curve, and every shade plays a pivotal role in crafting its final aesthetic. Now, imagine trying to comprehend that beauty merely by analyzing its chemical composition. This analogy, borrowed from Austrian philosopher Ivan Illich, perfectly sets the stage for our exploration into attention deficit disorder, a condition that, like the art of pottery, cannot be fully understood through a single lens. At the heart of Scattered Minds by Gabor Mate lies a compelling argument that challenges conventional perceptions of ADD. The condition, often shrouded in misunderstanding, misdiagnosis, and overtreatment, demands a more holistic approach to truly grasp its nuances. The crux of Mate's insight is simple yet transformative. To understand ADD, we must move beyond the biochemical. Yes, the dance of hormones and neurotransmitters within the brain holds significance in the narrative of ADD. And certainly, genetics sketch part of the picture, indicating a predisposition shared across various mental health disorders. However, these biological elements do not predetermine one's fate. They're mere pieces of a larger, more complex puzzle. The missing piece? The dynamic interplay between biology and environment. Scattered Minds proposes that, to unlock the secrets of ADD, we must delve into the developmental journeys of individuals within the context of their families and societies. This perspective shifts the focus from what is genetically preordained to what is environmentally triggered or activated, offering a more comprehensive understanding of ADD. Though Gabor Mate's reflections are anchored in a book published in 1999, the essence of his argument transcends time. It's a call to broaden our lens, to consider the multifaceted interconnections that shape our mental health landscapes. As we venture into this exploration of ADD, we're reminded to pause, to question, and to seek understanding beyond the surface, much like appreciating the aesthetic value of pottery beyond its chemical makeup. Part 1: The Triple Pillars of ADD: Attention, Impulse, and Hyperactivity. Diving into the realm of attention deficit disorder, it's essential to grasp its core traits: poor attention skills, deficient impulse control, and hyperactivity. Each of these characteristics shapes the experience of those living with ADD in unique ways. Let's peel back the layers of these defining traits, starting with poor attention skills. Picture this: the act of tuning out, not by choice, but almost as an automatic reflex when focus is most needed. whether it's during a conversation, whilst reading, or even when entering a room with a specific task in mind. The presence of inattentiveness creates a significant hurdle in daily life. Children struggling to keep up in school and adults making easily avoidable mistakes at work are just the tip of the iceberg. The consequent strain on relationships and personal development is profound, leaving individuals feeling misunderstood and isolated. Consider the poignant reflection shared with the author. From never truly experiencing music to feeling socially adrift, likened to a human giraffe with their head in the clouds, disconnected from their peers. Inattentiveness in ADD, however, isn't absolute. The remarkable ability to show hyperattentive focus on activities that spark genuine interest is also a part of this complex condition. This particular feature can sometimes mislead physicians, as the ability to engage deeply with certain tasks might mask the underlying challenge of fluctuating attention. Next on the list is impulsiveness, an attribute that manifests in varied and striking ways. From the impulsivity in speech that might come off as rudeness to excessive risk-taking behaviors, the thread of impulsiveness weaves through the lives of those with ADD, bringing about a spectrum of experiences, some fraught with consequences. Remarkable anecdotes, like the man with a penchant for impulse buying, underscore the multifaceted nature of this trait. Lastly, hyperactivity introduces a different dimension to ADD. Unlike attention issues and impulsiveness, hyperactivity is not a consistent trait across all those diagnosed. The stereotypical restlessness, the constant motion, and the stream of endless chatter don't apply to everyone. This variability, especially among girls who might remain still and quiet, often leads to underdiagnosis or misdiagnosis, masking struggles that only become apparent through academic challenges or social difficulties later on. Together, these three pillars, attention, impulse, and hyperactivity, form the foundation of ADD. Their interplay not only defines the diagnosis, but also paints a vivid picture of the lived experiences of those navigating this disorder. Understanding these traits in depth helps us to appreciate the complexity of ADD, laying the groundwork for exploring its origins and the multifactorial influences that shape it. Part 2: The intersection of stress and brain development in ADD. Venturing into the intricate landscape of attention deficit disorder, it's pivotal to unravel what unfolds within the brain. The prevailing narrative tags ADD as largely a genetic inheritance, a perspective that, though not entirely misplaced, is somewhat reductive. To illuminate the broader spectrum, let's delve into the neurobiological undercurrents characterizing ADD, emphasizing the pivotal role of stress in shaping brain development and function. At the heart of the conversation is the prefrontal cortex, the brain's decision-making epicenter. Interestingly, this region exhibits a sort of dichotomy in individuals with ADD. It operates normally during periods of rest, but seems to dial down its activity when tasked with engagement. This observation, bolstered by brain imaging studies and electrical activity tests, hints at a deeper, more nuanced story. The plot thickens with dopamine, a key neurochemical orchestrating focus, attention, and motivation. In the narrative of ADD, there's a twist, a shortfall in dopamine production. This shortfall sheds light on the effectiveness of treatments like Ritalin and Dexedrine, which, by boosting dopamine levels, help mitigate the disorder's symptoms. Yet, while these pharmacological tools offer respite, they're akin to band-aids on a more intricate issue, a miswired brain grappling with a genetic shortfall. But to truly grasp the essence of ADD, one must venture beyond genetics and peer into the odyssey of human brain development. Here, our story takes an evolutionary turn. Unlike many mammals that exhibit remarkable neurophysiological capabilities at birth, human brains are, in a sense, underdeveloped, necessitated by the evolutionary trade-off that favors larger brains. This developmental delay underscores a crucial fact. A significant portion of cognitive architecture is constructed post-birth in the cauldron of interaction with the world. And so, while genes lay out the blueprint, they don't dictate the final structure. The environmental context within which these genetic blueprints unfold is paramount. Consider the development of vision as an analogy. Without the environmental input of light, the genetic potential for sight remains unfulfilled. Transitioning back to ADD, this lens reveals that the construction of neurological pathways involving focus, attention, and impulse control relies heavily on postnatal development and, crucially, on environmental inputs. One such critical input is attunement, the emotional synchrony between an infant and their caregiver. Joyful, engaging interactions stimulate dopamine-rich nerve terminals and receptors in the infant's brain, nurturing the development of the prefrontal cortex circuitry. However, when attunement is missing, when an infant's emotional world is more akin to a void than a sanctuary, stress ensues. Elevated cortisol levels, a byproduct of stress, ironically deplete dopamine, starving the brain of this crucial neurochemical. The absence of safety and reassurance plunges the developing mind into a state of tuned-out detachment, a survival mechanism against an overwhelming reality. Thus, stress, far from being a mere environmental factor, emerges as a pivotal actor in the story of ADD. It underlines the profound intersection of genetic potential, brain development, and environmental interaction, challenging us to think deeply about the nuanced origins of this complex disorder. In doing so, it not only expands our understanding, but also illuminates pathways toward more holistic approaches in addressing ADD. Part 3, Understanding ADD, A Melding of Nature and Society. The rising tide of attention deficit disorder diagnosis prompts a deeper dive into what's fueling this phenomenon. While genetic predisposition plays its part, pinpointing a specific gene for ADD remains elusive. Instead, a tapestry of associated genes reveal patterns of risk rather than deterministic outcomes. Therefore, peeling back the layers to understand ADD's prevalence demands attention to the dance between inherited traits and the shaping hand of environment. Central to this exploration is the concept of hypersensitivity, a trait that's key in understanding why certain individuals are more prone to developing ADD. Hypersensitivity, in essence, describes an intensified physiological and emotional response to stimuli, which can manifest as allergies or heightened susceptibility to emotional shifts. It's a condition somewhat akin to being thin-skinned, where even the mildest of external stimuli can cause considerable agitation or distress. This nuanced trait, nestled within the genetic makeup, becomes especially significant in children exhibiting more pronounced levels of allergies, frequent illnesses, or skin conditions like eczema. But it doesn't stop at physical sensitivities. Emotional hypersensitivity marks a vital intersection point where genetic predispositions meet environmental impacts, setting the stage for how ADD unfolds in an individual. But why the surge in ADD rates, particularly in developed nations such as the United States? Genetics remain relatively constant, unable to account for the sharp increase in diagnoses over recent decades. Instead, shifts in societal structures and lifestyles provide a more fitting explanation. The contemporary socioeconomic landscape, characterized by heightened isolation, diminishing community ties, and increased demands on parents' time, plays a pivotal role in this context. The essence of attunement, the emotional resonance between a caregiver and child, emerges as a critical factor in a child's cognitive development, particularly in the development of brain structures related to focus and impulse control. Yet, as socioeconomic pressures mount, the capacity for such attuned interactions dwindles, stressed and stretched by the demands of modern living, an erosion of quality time, compounded by the rising stress and distractions faced by caregivers, impedes the cultivation of these crucial emotional bonds. The parallels between the escalating rates of ADD and other health crises such as obesity and heart disease, cannot be overlooked. They are symptomatic of a broader societal malaise where the scaffolding of contemporary North American life fails to nurture essential human needs. The miswiring of neural circuits pertaining to ADD is emblematic of this larger dissonance, reflective of a society that strains under the weight of its own structural inadequacies. This confluence of stressed parenting, diminished emotional attunement, and a susceptible hypersensitive child sketches a portrait of ADD's emergence as more than a simple matter of genetics or individual pathology. It underscores a complex interplay of nature and nurture deeply embedded within the fabric of societal dynamics. As rates of ADD continue to climb, this narrative urges a reappraisal of not only how we understand and address the disorder, but also how we might re-envision the societal and family structures that cradle our most vulnerable. The hypersensitive children, most at risk of navigating the world through the lens of ADD. Final summary. In the journey to understand and manage attention deficit disorder, the path is complex, interwoven with nuances that go beyond the individual to the very fabric of society. The challenge isn't merely about symptom management through medication, but about fostering an environment conducive to the holistic development of children diagnosed with ADD. This broad lens, encompassing both the individual and their surrounding context, opens up a dialogue on how familial dynamics, societal pressures, and parenting styles play into the developmental trajectory of these children. The discourse around ADD often tilts towards pharmacological solutions, with medications like Ritalin and Dexedrine stepping into the spotlight as the go-to interventions for regulating focus and impulsivity. While these treatments have their place in the management of ADD, framing the conversation solely around biochemical adjustments neglects a vital component of the equation: the nurturing of the child within their unique environmental and relational context. Understanding ADD thus requires a departure from viewing it as an isolated neurological malfunction to be corrected. Instead, it invites a deeper exploration into how the conditions of parenting, emotional attunement, and social structures influence the growth and development of children predisposed to the disorder. Factors such as stress in caregiving, shifts in lifestyle, and the erosion of community ties shine light on the broader, often overlooked dimensions of ADD. In this light, the call to action extends beyond the medicalization of ADD. It beckons a holistic approach that accounts for the intertwined roles of genetics, environment, and social dynamics. Addressing ADD effectively involves creating supportive, understanding environments both in the home and the larger society, which recognize and accommodate the unique needs of sensitive children. It's about fostering relationships and communities that nourish rather than negate the developmental potential of those with ADD. Thus, reimagining the approach to ADD transcends the pursuit of symptom suppression. It encompasses a collective effort to reassess and reshape the contexts in which children grow, ensuring that every aspect of their environment contributes positively to their development. By anchoring the conversation in a broader perspective that values developmental nurturing as much as, if not more than, pharmacological intervention, we can pave the way for more comprehensive, compassionate, and effective strategies in managing and understanding ADD. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.